Hi there, this is Armando coming at you today with another podcast. I know it's been a while since I recorded my last one. It's just the past year has been challenging, both good and bad. But that's behind us now. Today I want to talk to you about the upcoming streaming service, Disney Plus. And news broke out a few days ago regarding the content that Disney will have when the streaming service comes online November 12th. When estimated $7 a month. What should you expect from Marvel and Star Wars? Here's what we know. According to the article on CNET, Disney has laid out a vast catalog of new and legacy movies and shows you'll be able to stream with the launch of the company's Netflix-type service. With the massive libraries of Disney and now 20th Century Fox as candidates for the service, what do we know will be included? This article will list all the titles Disney has announced and when they will be available, plus Disney's official list of every show, movie, and release date that has been confirmed. According to the article, overall, Disney Plus will be an exclusive streaming home for all Disney theatrical releases in 2019 and beyond, starting with Captain Marvel at launch. Avengers Endgame will be available to binge December 11th, and Disney Plus will be the exclusive place to stream the rest of Disney's slate, including The Rise of Skywalker, Frozen 2, The Lion King, Toy Story 4, and so on. But availability of the company's huge legacy catalog of movies and shows is less clear because of a web of licensing agreements that have titles tied up on other services during Disney Plus's early years. So far, I'm going to list all the titles will be available at launch. The Marvel movies available on launch will be Captain Marvel, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World. Avengers Endgame will be available on Disney Plus about a month after its US launch, becoming available to stream December 11th. But from day one, Disney Plus will include all the Star Wars movies. From the first two trilogies, The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, as well as The Force Awakens and Rogue One. As far as Pixar, all the Pixar catalog will be available on day one, except for Toy Story 4, which will have debuted in theaters 5 months before the Disney Plus goes live. Alright, here's where the service gets really exciting. Day one original shows, The Mandalorian, the first ever live-action Star Wars series, stars Pedro Pascal as a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy. This series will be written and executive produced by Jon Favreau with Dave Filoni, directing the first episode. Then we move on to a Pixar series, Forky Asks a Question, based on the character Forky from Toy Story 4. This Pixar anime series of 10 shorts will have Forky explore questions like what is love, what is time, and what is cheese. We also have Spark Shorts, which will be a Pixar animation short film series designed to discover new storytellers and explore new storytelling techniques from across the studio. We have Marvel's Hero Project, a reality series that changed. Several young people are making their own communities by dedicating their lives to selfless acts. Then for the younger kids, we have High School Musical, the series. And then we have Encore, a reality series executive produced by Kristen Bell, former castmates of a High School Musical recreating the original performance with the help of Broadway's best talent. Then the one of the ones I'm really looking forward to is an untitled Walt Disney Imagineering documentary series. The documentary series chronicles the 65-year history of Walt Disney Imagineering, looking at the people involved, their craft, and the business. The series includes exclusive interviews and never-before-seen footage from Disney parks worldwide. Then another one I'm really looking forward to is The World According to Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum leads each episode of the reality series by examining a deceptively familiar thing we all love, like sneakers, ice cream, among other things. Goldblum makes disparate connection between science, history, and people. Also available at launch will be original movies such as a reboot of Lady and the Tramp, which features Tessa Thompson and Justin Theroux, as well as Yvette Nicole Brown and Sam Elliott, voice of Trusty, available at launch. In the first year of the service, Marvel will add at least another 8 movies, including Ant-Man and the Wasp, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, Captain America the Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man 2, and Thor Ragnarok. Also included in the first year of service will be original shows from Marvel, including The Falcon and Winter Soldier, starring Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan, Marvel's 616, a documentary series exploring the intersection between Marvel stories, characters, and creators in the real world. Then from Pixar, we have Lamp Life, a prequel, a source to Bo Peep's Return to Toy Story 4, a Monsters, Inc. series, Monsters at Work, and the return of Star Wars to Clone Wars, the final season.